You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, your hit-free radio station.
Edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So try and stay with us for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. To kick off today's show, let's take a listen to the Celtic rock sounds of Scotland's Wolfstone with a medley of tunes that they call Tinya Run. Wolfstone here on 101.5.
life that's full. Everyone's been good to me. So fire up that fiddle, boy, and give me one last drink. When the sun comes up, I will leave without a fight. The world is mine tonight.
Sun is shining, birds still sing. This sir is no day to go. Up and down the door, I've had a life that's full. Everyone's been good to me. So fire up that fiddle, boy, and give me one last trick. When the sun comes up, I will leave without a fight. The world is mine tonight. Young Molly by the hand, spun around and back again. Clicked his heels, bowed his head, never a tear in his eye. They carried on till five. I've had a life that's full. Everyone's been good to me. So fire up that little boy and give me one last drink. Boy, and give me one last drink. When the sun comes up, I will leave without a fight. The world is mine tonight.
Just joining me, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard the Irish-American supergroup Solace, featuring the musical talents of John Doyle, Seamus Egan, Winfred Horan, Mick McCauley, and singer Deirdre Scanlon from the County Limerick, who replaced Karen Casey. The band was originally formed back in 1996. We heard a song called Bonnie May, which is a version of traditional child ballad number 217. Comes from the band's fourth album, The Hour Before Dawn. Before Solace, we heard Toronto's Enter the Haggis, one of my favorite Celtic rock bands that's been around since 1995. And the group was found by Craig Downey, who was born in Scotland and raised in Canada, and he is now the only original member still performing with the band. We heard a track from their Soapbox Heroes album from the year 2006, and a song called One Last Drink. Started off today's show with the Celtic rock sounds of Scotland's Wolfstone, band that was originally formed back in 1989 in Edinburgh by Duncan Chisholm, and the Highland Rockers became one of Scotland's most popular traditional rock bands. We heard a medley of three tunes. The first tune was called The Road to Mount Tinnerun, and then it was followed up by two popular session tunes, The Boys of Ballymote and Alan McPherson of Moss Park. And this track featured the piping of special guest Doogie Pincock. The album is called The Chase. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also keep in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at Shaw. .ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with music by Ontario's Regale Ireland's Bioga, and also from Ireland, the group Greta. So stay with us. Queued up next, a song by Ontario folk duo. They call themselves Regale. And the duo is made up of Glenn McNeil, who originally comes from Cape Breton, and Mark Crampsey, who was born in Ireland. We're going to hear their arrangement of a traditional Newfoundland song called the Jolly Roving Tar. Regale here on 101.5.
Ships may go as long as the sea does roll. Each sailor lad, just like his dad, he loves a blowin' bowl. Well, a trip on shore, he does a go with a girl, it's nice and round. When the money's gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack John, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys, and lots of grog in the jar. Whoop out the briny ocean with your jolly roving tar. Then he'll steer to some old boarding house. They'll welcome him with rum and gin and feed him on porch stouts. He'll then stand in out of bend till he's lying drunk on the ground. When the money's gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack John, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys, with lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with your jolly rolling tar. That he'd sail bound down for Newfoundland. All the ladies there in Placentia there, well, they love that sailor man. He'll go to shore out on the dare and he'll buy some girl a gown. When the money's gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack John, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys, and lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with your jolly roving tar. Be too old to roll about, but they let him stop in some rum shop till eight bells calls him out. He'll raise his eyes up to the sky, saying, boys, we're homeward bound. When the money's gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack John, sit down. Come along, you jolly brave boys, with lots of grog in the jar. We'll plow the briny ocean with your jolly roving tar.
Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stand around with their move to the right, maybe move to the left, so we can all see the pain she wears like a banner on her chest. We all say it's sad, and we think it's a shame. She's called to our attention, but we do not call her name. The girl with the weight of the world in her. Cause we're busy with our happiness, we're busy with our plans. I wonder if alone she wants to take her. But if things didn't keep getting harder, she might miss her sacred chance to go a consecrated martyr. The girl with the weight of the world in her. I wonder which saint that lives inside she counts upon her knees. It makes us all angry, though we fail to care. But who will be the scale to weigh the cross she has to bear? The girl with the weight of the world in her hands. Glass half full or empty, I ask her as I feel it. She said it doesn't really matter, pretty soon you're bound to spill it. With the half-hearted language of the sermon she delivers, the way she smiles so knowingly, it near gives me the shivers. When I'm finally safe at home, she'll take 100 with her, but she always sleeps alone.
That was the Greta, a group of five talented traditional musicians that are based in Dublin and Galway, that first got together back in 2001. And in 2011, the members of Greta decided to disband to work on individual projects. We heard a song called Weight of the World, a track from their third album, The Landing Step. And the track we heard featured the vocals of Anne-Marie O'Malley. Before Greta, the group Bioga, a five-piece traditional band based in the County Antrim that was formed back in 2002. We heard their arrangement of the Bonnie Ship the Diamond, featuring the vocals of Niamh Dunn, who comes from the County Limerick. The song was featured on their fifth studio album that was released in 2016, It's called Before We Change Our Mind. And Bjorka performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival back in 2011. Starting off that set from Ontario was Regale, a musical duo made up of Glenn McNeil, who originally came from Cape Breton, and Ireland's Mark Crampsey. And we heard their arrangement of a traditional Newfoundland song all about the Jolly Roving Tar. The album is titled Coastlands. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can also keep in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxies Dargle podcasts, by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage. That's at umfm.com. And then scroll down to Waxies Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlist and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Up next, one of Canada's most talented and recognized Celtic music families. They hail from Cape Breton Island, and they've been recording and touring for some 30 years now. Here's Lucy, Stuart, Kyle, and Seamus, the Bar McNeils, with their arrangement of a traditional song called Misty, Moisty Morning, here on 101.5.
Again, and lusty Roman Robin, and many damsels gay, to drive the
Dublin-born singer-songwriter Aoife Scott, who is part of today's Irish folk and traditional music scene. She's the daughter of Francis Black and the niece of Mary Black, two of Ireland's most respected female singers. We heard a song called Gypsy Warrior, one of my favorite tracks from her debut recording from 2016, Carry the Day. Before Aoife, also from Dublin, we heard singer and harp player Emer Kenny with The Chase, a track that comes from her self-titled debut album from 1997. The top of that set was Cape Breton's Bar McNeil's with Misty, Moisty Morning, a track that comes from Racket in the Attic that was released in the year 2000. And some trivia, the Scottish island of Barra is the ancestral home for Clan McNeil. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday, right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have a band from Montreal that was around in the 1990s. They call themselves Nobody You Know, and we're going to hear their arrangement of a popular 19th century traditional Irish folk song. It's called Lanigan's Ball. And then we'll follow that up with the dueling banjos of Damien O'Kane and Ron Block. Damien was born in Northern Ireland and performed with the Irish Anglo supergroup Fluke for a number of years. And now he's a full-time member of Kate Rusby's band. And California-born multi-instrumentalist Ron Block is rooted firmly in the bluegrass country tradition. And he was a longtime member of the Grammy-winning band Alison Krauss and Union Station. Last year, the duo released their debut album. It's called Banjo Phony, and we're going to hear a piece of music called Brian Boru's Reel. So good night, take care, have a great week, until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's Nobody You Know, followed up by Damon O'Kane and Ron Block. Bye for now.
In the town of Athy, when Jeremy Lanigan battered till he had in the shilligan, his father died and made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. Myself, to be sure, got invitations from boys and girls that I might ask again, haven't been asked. Friends and relations danced like bees around us. We cast that were lashing to drink wine for the ladies, taters and cakes, bacon and tea, donuts and donuts, and all the old ladies courting the girls and dancing away. Songs were round as plenty as water, the harps that sounded through Carousel Hall. Lady Gray and I reckon her daughter singing away. I spent it doubling, 6 lumps doing nothing at all. 6 lumps I spent it doubling, learning to dance at Flanagan's Ball. She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. She stepped in again, she stepped out. I stepped in again, learning to dance at Flanagan's Ball. They were doing all kinds of nonsensical dances all around in a whirligig. Julie and I soon banished their nonsense out on the floor for a reel and a jig. How the girls, they all got mad at me before they thought that the ceiling would fall. Fencing, squats, and Brooks Academy, learning to dance at Flanagan's Ball. Boys were hearty, the girls all merry, dancing around in their couples and groups. Accident happened when Terence McBarney put his boot to Miss Finnerty's tooth. She fell down and cried, holy murder, called her brothers and gathered them all. Barberty swore that he'd go no further till he got revenge at Flanagan's Ball. 6 lumps I spent it doubling, 6 lumps doing nothing at all. 6 lumps I spent it doubling, learning to dance at Flanagan's Ball. She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. She stepped in again, she stepped out. I stepped in again, learning to dance at Flanagan's Ball. They left on his pipe below scanters and all the boys and girls, they all got entangled and that put an end to Lanigan's Ball. 6 lumps I spent it doubling, 6 lumps doing nothing at all. 6 lumps I spent it doubling, learning to